Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Fences need to be horse high, pig tight, and bull strong. But if you're only working with one of these species, do all fences need to be high, tight, and strong? There are no two situations the same. Each design is unique. To prevent damage or loss of livestock due to fence failure, plan and build for the worst situation. Animals that are panicked or newly weaned, or especially hungry or thirsty animals, are apt to pressure a fence. There are varying factors to consider with each livestock species. A good permanent perimeter fence is recommended for sheep and goats. Not only should this contain your livestock, but also deter predators. Barbed wire fences will have small spacing between wires, possibly with the electric fence used in combination. A strong charge is required. Sheep have insulating wool, and small ruminants are short in stature. Wires must be close to the ground and clear of vegetation to reduce grounding. Special electrified net fences have proven very effective for sheep and goats, as well as securely overlaying a panel-style fence over existing barbed wire fence. Cattle fencing in southeast Kansas is typically barbed wire and T-posts. Commonly, 5 wires are used. Occasionally, you'll see 4 or 6 wires employed. By and large, permanent fencing needs to be on perimeters. Interior fencing can be temporary, electric fencing. Electric fences for cattle can have fewer wires and be higher off the ground compared to small ruminants. For stock that has experience with the electric fence, 1 wire may be sufficient. When bulls are with the herd, fences need to be checked frequently, as bulls will challenge them more than cows. Highly visible fences are required to contain horses. These creatures are fast-moving and may not see a fence before it's too late. Wire fences should not contain barbs. Electric fences should be made with tape, a wide, visible material. Horses are very sensitive to shock and can be unpredictable, easily becoming entangled and injured. Alpaca fencing focuses on keeping out predators, rather than keeping the critters in. Fencing 5 foot tall and very sturdy is suggested. Non-climb is a plus. University of Massachusetts Amherst recommends using 2 electric wires running along the outer perimeter at 6 and 24 inches above the ground to prevent predators from either digging or climbing. The small spacing between the wire fences, 2 inches by 4 inches, helps protect animals from getting their legs or necks caught. Non-climb fences should be woven rather than welded. Cattle fencing is discouraged for alpacas, as they have long necks, long enough to go through fences and then loop back through another space and be stuck. All fences should be checked for security regularly. Kansas is a fence-in state, meaning that animal owners are responsible for keeping their livestock contained. To learn more about fencing livestock, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.